From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Pope notes a tragedy.
Anche nei giorni scorsi,
Pope Francis on Sunday decried the deaths of 71 migrants in an abandoned truck in Austria, calling it an offense against the entire human family. Meanwhile, Hungary said it has arrested a fifth suspect, a Bulgarian, on suspicion of human trafficking in connection with the deaths of 71 migrants. Their bodies were found in a refrigeration truck along the highway. Three other Bulgarians and an Afghan had already been arrested. Thousands of migrants continue to stream into Europe. Here's one of them.
Nobody's treating us like as a human being here, you know, everybody in police, or if you go to city, somewhere police see us, hey, go jungle, we are human beings, so they call us jungle.
A migrant in Europe. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice has met in Islamabad with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and other officials for discussions on terrorism and other issues. U.S. State Department officials said the meetings would include discussions on attacks emanating from Pakistani territory as well as other issues. Another U.S. Senator, Democrat Jeff Merkley from the western state of Oregon, declared his support Sunday for the Iranian nuclear accord. Merkley became the 31st senator to say he will vote next month in favor of the pact. Health officials in Sierra Leone on Sunday confirmed a new death from the Ebola virus. The death comes less than a week after the last known Ebola patient was released from a hospital. The West African country's chief medical officer said samples from the body of the 61-year-old victim, who died recently, have tested positive. This is VOA News. Ayman Abbas, head of the Supreme Election Committee, says Egypt will conduct two-stage parliamentary elections in October and November, the first since then-military chief Abdel Fattah el-Sisi overthrew Islamist President Mohamed Morsi 2 years ago. Australian Al Jazeera journalist Peter Gresta said Sunday the sentences handed down against him and two colleagues on Saturday were politically motivated. He said Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi should pardon the three journalists.
It is now up to President Sisi to do what he said he would do from the outset, and that is pardon us if we were ever convicted. This is a wrong. Everyone knows it is wrong.
An Egyptian court found all three guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood. It sentenced them to 3 years in prison. Gresta returned to Australia earlier this year. Italian energy company Eni has announced the discovery of what it says is the largest ever offshore natural gas field in the Mediterranean inside Egypt's territorial waters. In a statement Sunday, Eni said the 100 square kilometer field holds a potential 850 billion cubic meters of gas in the deep waters of Egypt. A new U.S. political survey shows support waning in the key state of Iowa for Democratic presidential contender Hillary Clinton. In their latest survey of likely participants in next year's nominating caucuses, the Des Moines Register newspaper and Bloomberg show Hillary Clinton with the support of 37% and socialist Bernie Sanders with 30%. 14% favored Vice President Joe Biden, who is weighing a late entry into the race. It is the first time in four polls this year that Clinton's support fell below 50%. A military spokesman says Nigeria's military has uncovered a major Boko Haram bomb-making factory and has arrested two leading members of the militant group. He said the operation resulted in the seizure of a vehicle and bomb materials, including gas cylinders and fertilizer. Tens of thousands of Japanese gathered near the Parliament building in Tokyo Sunday to protest legislation that would authorize the military to fight abroad for the first time since World War II. In one of the largest protests in Japan in recent years, crowds chanted "No war" and "Abe quit" as a number of police tried to maintain order. For more, take a look at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.